We've just seen the E3 press conference by Nintendo. So we're going to be talking about that for a while. And yesterday was Sony's press conference, of course. So we're going to be talking about that as well in a while.
So the Nintendo conference. Did you miss the beginning and the end, or did you get to see it?
What?
Did you see the beginning?
No, I didn't see the beginning with Miyamoto. My feed wasn't really working. What was it like?
It was awesome. You need to see the rest of the conference. That was it. Yeah, he came out in his tux, and he was waving his, you know, he's conducting a virtual orchestra on a big screen. And then, you know...
Was it an actual game, or was it just...
I don't know,
pretending.
It looked like it could be. It looked the same style as that tennis game that they announced later. So,
all right, so you could see something on screen, like an
little
orchestra.
Little 3D sprites playing.
All right, cool.
Whether it was real-time conducting, whether he was just prancing about being Miyamoto, I don't know.
Right. That was awesome. I will have to check that out. yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to take a sip of coffee. All right, so... What, in your opinion, was the most impressive part of this whole presentation?
Narrowing it down is pretty hard.
I know, yeah.
I think it was just really great to see the Wii finally, the revolution, you know, finally being played and, you know, exactly how and stuff. I think that was basically the single most greatest thing.
I think the high point is when... Miyamoto and Iwata and what's his name, the kid, and Reggie played the tennis game, because that really showed how much fun that controller could be.
Right at the end, they announced, what was it, Wii Sports, a really unfortunate name.
Yeah, what did you
really,
say about
really
it?
Really, really unfortunate. So they've already named their console, you know, after this, which is selfish enough. But then, Wii Sports... obviously a common...
I guess we're getting into more mature jokes, though. I mean, water sports.
Yeah, but still, that's just a combination. That's just terrible, though. That's so... they've already screwed themselves in that.
Well, they already have touched dick, so... You know, that was a precedent being set there, I think. You know, touch dick?
Touch dick,
you know,
touch dick.
Okay.
So they have touch dick and Wii Sports. They have the worst titled games ever.
Nice. What did you think of the games like Red Steel and Disaster? I was pretty impressed with how much they looked like games that Sony would want to have.
Yeah,
they were in fact on the Wii.
So Red Steel, that was that one that was announced with a scam the other week. And
when
that scam came out, I wasn't really impressed. It didn't really excite me in any way. I don't know why.
Right.
But seeing it running was really good. This looked really, I don't know, the sword fighting, though, especially it had fun.
Yeah. The graphics looked kind of all right.
They looked fine. They looked
super
next generation.
With them, but, right. I really don't care that it's low def. I see all these trailers, and the graphics are actually really nice, really stylish for all these games. And really, there's a lot of variation between all these graphical styles, and it's a lot more interesting than what we've seen of the other platforms so far, I think. Especially Sony.
Poor Sony.
Oh, man.
Poor Sony.
Sony. Yeah. So what did you think of the Crystal Chronicles trailer? I guess that was all CG, right?
That was what it seemed to be. I guess. I didn't see any in-game stuff, but it just looked great to see them back again. Nice ice chinking.
It was kind of surprising that they actually announced two different versions of Zelda. I was expecting them to announce one version that you could play on the GameCube, and when you put the same disc in the Wii, you would actually,
get the
enable
additional features or whatever?
Yes, but apparently they're doing two actually different versions. That's kind of surprising. I wonder if there. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I wonder why that is.
Right.
What the reason is.
Does the Wii version also have improved graphics or something? Or, you know, it makes you wonder.
It could. I guess it could have higher texture packs. That would make sense, and it would be on a bigger disc or.
Exactly, or just better effects and shaders and stuff like that. It would probably not take that much effort for them to upgrade it. And really, who's going to buy it for the GameCube? No one is, I guess.
I guess a lot of kids are, though, who, you know, like, it's going to be cheaper, I imagine. Well, maybe it won't be, I guess. Maybe it won't be at all.
But it's going to launch after the Wii has launched.
So what about purists, though? What about people who don't want to play Zelda with the new controls? You know, that...
That
could be suitable for them, you know, like, I can imagine.
But, yeah, those would be, like, collectors or whatever. Most people are just going to play it on the Wii, because it looks like it's 10 times more fun.
Well, that depends, who, you know, how cheap the Wii is. I mean, that's something they still didn't announce,
the
cost.
Yeah.
And that's really depending. If it's going to be expensive, not as many people are going to buy it. But
yeah, that's true.
Being Nintendo, they've never released anything expensive, you know, not compared to $600 for a PlayStation 3. $600. Or
ridiculous.
It was $600, right? That I'm not making that up.
I'm sort of expecting to be able to buy an Xbox 360 and a Wii for about the same price as one PlayStation 3.
As a gimped,
you know?
PlayStation 3.
What?
As a gimped PlayStation
3. Right.
With no media ports, no Wi-Fi.
And no way to upgrade it to a full version, which is ridiculous. There's basically
you can't
two different versions.
Yeah, one that's one that's real.
Exactly. With the Xbox, it's just, you know, you either have the hard drive or you don't. And that's it.
I was really glad that there weren't two versions of the revolution of the Wii.
Yeah.
Saying the Wii is still horrible. But
I
kind of expected there to be almost, seeing as every other console now has two versions.
Right.
I mean, but, you know, Sony got that.
It would make sense, because they're doing the whole iPod philosophy kind of thing. It has to be cool and for everyone, so they would never have two versions of it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense. You know, I thought all the games that we saw were really good, but one thing I kind of missed were some new franchises that are just, you know, go crazy with the controller. Like, why isn't there, you know, some dentist game or like some version of Trauma Center that uses the Wii controller? Or
I guess those are things that will be forthcoming, you know. I mean, maybe they will be down playable on the stand, or maybe some of those are going to be part of, say, WarioWare. And when we saw WarioWare, and then had loads of crazy little mini.
Yeah, exactly. But some of those things could be expanded into entire games, really.
I mean,
I guess.
You can see that in the trailer that, you know, there was people conducting and cooking and.
Right, but you know, on the whole, this whole lineup is pretty conservative if you disregard the fact that they use the Wii controller for a moment. You know, they're all sort of sequels, and there were three new IPs that, I don't know.
I mean, there was Excitruck, which was basically the opposite of exciting. I mean, the game, whatever, that would be fun, but it's nothing to go crazy about.
There's one thing about Excitruck that I thought was very funny. They said that the terrain would deform in real time, and Sony made a really big deal about that for MotorStorm at GDC. They had like a 10-minute demo or whatever showing how the terrain deforms in real time and how this was only possible with PlayStation 3. And
God! So they just stuck it in there as a quip, right? They just kind of went, and it just, you know, deforms in real time.
Right. Oh, yeah, by the way, just, yeah, exactly.
By the way, we can do that as well.
Right, and it's just a random feature in a game that actually looks fun as opposed to really boring.
So let's go over some of the games that were announced, because there were quite a few.
Yeah. There was also the new IP called Disaster. Did you catch that?
Was that on Wii or
yeah.
Yes. Which one was
on
that?
Wii. And it looked like a game that Nintendo would normally not make. It looks pretty dark and whatever, mature, if you want to use that.
What, like an FPS kind of shooter thing? Or was it a...
I don't know. It's about disaster, natural disasters happening, and you have to survive or whatever. I don't really...
What, kind of like Bad Day LA, but less comical?
But, right, but then turns serious somehow.
Cool.
I guess. It looked really cool, though.
That could open up many possibilities for that Wii controller. I mean, if you imagine, like, I don't know, holding up falling debris,
yeah,
or, you know, lifting things off people, or firing fire extinguishers at things.
Good point, yeah.
All those
really,
kind of things.
Really mundane actions.
And then you could even have trauma center style, you know, first aid using it. So
right.
That opens up a lot of possibilities, and I'm sad I missed it.
You know, there's a lot of potential for a detective style adventure game for the Wii, because a lot of adventure games have really boring actions, pick stuff up and, you know, piece things together or whatever, and they actually become interesting with this kind of controller. So I'm hoping that we will see, I don't know, a Phoenix Wright or whatever pretty soon.
I guess that's pretty true. So that's one thing actually with the Wii that I was thinking about. It's like the most mundane activity in a game, and the most mundane IP you can have could possibly be exciting. Like SpongeBob SquarePants, the game,
yeah,
who gives a shit, right?
Exactly.
Who gives a shit? But I've read multiple things about people playing it and really, really enjoying playing it, because it's
exactly
fun to actually play, because it's just using such a stupid, you know, controller that's really fun.
You know, I've never bought an EA Sports game ever in my life, but I might consider buying Madden for the Wii.
You would play Madden? You would play NFL?
I have played it, but
But you would play
it.
Wii? 5% excited was what you said.
I'm sorry?
You said you were 5% excited.
Yeah, I'm 5% more excited about Madden than usual, which is 5%.
That's like 500% more.
It's a dramatic improvement in my excitement for Madden.
What I love most about Madden Wii is that, who is it that said, oh, I can't imagine anyone playing Madden using that remote?
Yeah, I have no idea. It's probably...
Shit, no.
Are you talking about Mark Ryan of...
Oh, yeah, Epic? Yeah, that's it. Oh, no. And he was like, oh, I can't imagine anyone using it to play that.
Oh, man, that
like,
guy is...
Yeah, I can, though, and so can Nintendo. Oh, and obviously so can EA, because it exists. Unlucky. Twat.
Yes, he's crying now, I'm pretty sure. I mean, all those FPSs on the Wii are going to be awesome, and better than FPSs, at least in terms of control, than FPSs on the PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360.
Well, just FPSs on consoles have always kind of sucked for me.
Yes.
And now they have the opportunity to be good.
There are some FPSs that I enjoy on the consoles. Like Gras on Xbox 360 right now is something I really enjoy and stuff like that. But still, there are levels in that game where you have to switch between your zoom levels very fast and, you know, reposition your guy and whatever really fast, and that just, you know, kills me, because I know when I play that game that if I did it on a PC or perhaps in the future on the Wii, I would do it really well. But because it's on the Xbox 360 with this clumsy controller, I can't actually do it. So that really pisses me off.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, that's always annoyed me, the dual analog sticks, all of that.
Yeah, it works, but not quite as well as it... Yeah.
What else was announced for Wii? There was some, I mean, yeah, we've had Wii Sports. There was Super Mario Galaxy. Now, Super Mario Galaxy, the first Super Mario game since the GameCube one, which no one really, well, I guess some people liked it. But there are two schools of Mario gamers, and there's the old Mario gamers, the ones like me. I love the old Mario games. I could never get into the 3D ones. And then there are the people that claim Mario 64 is the greatest Mario game of all time. And I don't know, this game looks possibly like it could appeal to both.
That would
be cool if that was true.
I really like it. They went for a whole new setting. It appears to be not set in the Mushroom Kingdom, but, you know, in space, whatever. And it looked kind of good. It looked kind of awesome.
I
really liked the details they had on the 3D graphics. There was some rim lighting and, you know, some little, you know, subtle effects that make it look kind of cool, I think.
I don't know, it's the extra gameplay elements and the fact that what always hindered me was the crappy 3D controls. It just didn't ever work, probably. But
yeah.
With the Wii, I can't call it the Wii, it's horrible, but with the Revolution controller, you can see yourself maybe playing. I don't know, maybe it'll be even harder, maybe it'll be even weirder. But I definitely play it. I'm definitely going to play every single Wii game. That's the thing about it, though. That's the thing about this Wii right now. I will play every single game on it.
Exactly. You don't even need a great new concept as long as the controls are awesome.
It's like experiencing games for the first time again.
Yes, the first wave of Wii games is just going to be, you know, rediscovering all these genres and all these franchises that we already know. There's not even a real need for new franchises or IP at this point, which is kind of a weird position.
You don't need IP or anything, you just need gameplay. I mean, you saw there was, like, table tennis, there was just, you know...
Yes.
You don't really need to have characters or anything.
This goes back to
tennis, you don't need graphics. You need Pong. But the way you're playing it, that's cool.
Exactly. And this goes back to NES and SNES era games, where you had lots of very simple games, very like these sports-based games.
On Nintendo, they were always called Nintendo Tennis, Nintendo F1 Race, or whatever, you know, Nintendo Baseball. So I guess, yeah, it is going back to that.
Gaming is kind of being reset here. It's kind of awesome. It's going to be a great generation,
yeah,
I guess.
It is a reset. And it's like when you have, when the Xbox 360 launch lineup came out, the PS3 launch lineup, there are games, maybe you're into them, maybe you're not. The thing about the Wii games is, yeah, literally every single one, no matter if you even don't like the license, like SpongeBob or whatever, they might have elements in them that you really want to play because it's a completely different experience to normally, where normally they'd just be like, I don't know, a sport game or a 3D action platform game that you've played before and it's a bit terrible, but, you know, you don't want to play it again. But now, you can be waving shit about. You know, you're gonna be knackering yourself out.
There was also
Sonic. I love that one quote. It was something like, it's time to put Sonic back into gear.
Yeah.
Like, Sega saw the Wii... it's time to put Sonic back into gear, something like that.
And we know that is actually true, of course. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, Sonic 3D has been crap forever. Even Sonic Heroes, which was alright on the GameCube, just wasn't Sonic. And so, I don't know, maybe they can make a crazy Sonic game. I have hope for it. Without Yuji Naka, though, I don't know. We'll see.
Right. So, Spat, what did you make of the Wii Kinect 24.
Oh yeah, that was the other aspect, wasn't it? Wii Kinect 24. So your game, your console is on 24 hours a day, connected to the internet. So even when you're in sleep, it can be connected to the internet. Now, presumably that means, you know, you can pull it out if you don't want it to be. I don't know if there's going to be detrimental effects, but some of the cool things with that, especially, you know, they suggested with Animal Crossing, that you could leave your town open all the time, and that you know, people could come and visit your town when you were asleep, and they could leave you messages or go to your store. I mean, that's one thing with the DS version that, you know, you have to kind of organize to meet up, and it doesn't happen as often as you'd like. It would be cool that, you know, if people could come and go all the time, and that's one cool aspect of it.
And I suppose it could also be used for games that work similar to Spore, for instance, where you can download universes and creatures while, you know, you're not playing.
Yeah, right. So you can have a perpetual universe game where
exactly. There's
nothing you can do. You have to log in and then carry on where you're playing. If you stop playing it, like Animal Crossing does, but it's not online so much. But if you don't play it for a week, it knows you haven't played it for a week, and your town is full of weeds and blah, blah, blah. You could have a game like that. Like, imagine you had SimCity, but you could never turn it off.
So really, this is another tool in the game designer toolbox for the Wii.
I mean, the other thing, of course, is external to games. They said, you know, we can send you new content while you're not even... You don't have to go and download it. It'll just be downloaded for you without you even knowing, without you
paying
attention.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess you can disable that if you don't want it to, but why would you? So they can send you...
Yeah.
So, for instance, in Animal Crossing, again, you can... Nintendo, every now and again, so you connect a barista, for instance, just recently. If you went on Wi-Fi with the DS, with Animal Crossing, then they sent you a present. And it was a pretty cool... It was a giant warp pipe, a Mario warp pipe that you could put in your house. And they also leave messages on your boards, and they're a Wi-Fi activity. So these things could happen all the time when you're not even there. So, you know, next time you log into a game, there could be a new present from Nintendo. Like, say you had Nintendogs, you know, there could be a new hat that Nintendo would post to you.
Right.
Saying, happy birthday. You know, on your birthday, they could send you a bunch of things. Or Christmas, you know, whatever. It's just,
That's some great stuff. I'm actually looking forward to it. That's good. Let's talk about the DS games that were announced just very briefly.
Okay.
You remember them? It was like Star Fox DS.
We have Star Fox DS, which excited Bob, I can tell you, was hollering. I mean, excited to me to a certain degree as well. I used to like that game. Diddy Kong Racing. Now, for those fans of Diddy Kong Racing, whatever.
We already have Mario Kart.
It's basically the same thing, but with Donkey Kong, who I hate, and a lot of other monkeys.
Right.
Well, Diddy Kong, not Donkey Kong, but whatever. Yoshi's Island 2 is so awesomely exciting that just that is awesome. Yoshi's Island is like a secret. Yeah, it's like a secret best ever Mario game that some people play, some people haven't. But if they had played it, you know, if they were Mario fans, then they would,
It's the one with the really original art style and stuff.
Yeah, it's like hand-drawn by Miyamoto style and backgrounds. And the best thing is we're getting new Super Mario Brothers, which I hear is like the best of ever.
Yeah, I've been hearing great stuff about that. Oh man, that has me really excited.
And now Yoshi's on as well, which means that's the two best, SNES Marios.
Yeah.
And they're both coming. It's not like either or. We're getting them both. That's brilliant. Final Fantasy III, which has never been released outside of Japan, as far as I know. It was originally a NES game, and I think it was just originally a Japan-only release, and they've remade it in 3D. It looked kind of like Crystal Chronicles
The characters did.
Yeah, the characters looked like the Crystal Chronicles characters. And that had Rusalka excited. I mean, I can see how that would be actually quite good, actually, on the DS. Then there was Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass, of course.
Yep.
I mean, you're a Zelda fan or not, but that is my favorite art style for the 3D Zeldas. The Wind Waker art style is my favorite.
Exactly.
I'm really
glad that it's going to stay in the series, this art style.
Yeah.
And that they're going to keep using it. That's awesome. But of course, we already knew that from GDC.
Yes.
So
There was nothing new about it, really. It was just a recap. Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam, which actually, I hate to say this, like, I would play it. I don't think I'd buy it. Maybe, but I would play it for a bit. Like,
there already is a Tony Hawk game for the DS.
But that
was
different. That looked like a different game. I don't like Tony Hawk games, but that just looked like a downhill racing game. Like, you can't really stop. That's just like it seemed like a different game entirely.
All right.
Did you see it? Or whatever. I don't know, it looked interesting. Mario Hoops 3 on 3 even. It's like a 3-on-3 basketball Mario game for the DS.
Oh,
it would have Wi-Fi. That would be cool.
Yeah, I guess that would be cool.
Not awesome, but cool. Now, Elite Beat Agents? There's Gwendan.
Oh, yeah, there's Gwendan.
Gwendan?
Yeah, which has been localized. And I hear there's going to be English songs in
it. Is that the cheerleader game?
Yes.
That is a really good game. Finally, that is coming out.
It is. Although some of the appeal of that game was the really weird Japanese crap they put in it, and just the J-pop stuff. And
they're
going to
change the music? That's kind of sucky.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Then
the other two were just Mario vs. Donkey Kong 2, basically. I didn't play the first, so that doesn't necessarily excite me, although it could. And Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, where they said, you don't play with the Pokemon, you are the Pokemon. Was that one?
Yeah.
So
that was
kind of weird.
What they said.
I don't know if that's good or not.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, so that's that's an interesting lineup, but again, that's a lot of Nintendo franchises, you know? It's like
they all seem to be first party, almost. Not quite. I mean, there's Final Fantasy in there, but still, and like other things, but they all seem to be...
Yeah.
But this is the thing about Nintendo, they don't need anyone else anymore, it seems.
True, but what I mean is they are kind of obvious, you know? They're all pretty awesome, but they're all very obvious games to make. And I guess I was expecting a few surprises here and there. Perhaps a new franchise.
I thought it would be more of a bomb dropped. Like, I want to drop the bomb! But there was no bomb.
Yeah,
but there was no bomb.
There was no real bomb.
There was no real bomb. It was all like a bomb, I guess. It was like a very long bomb.
Yeah.
It was more like a, I don't know, like a fire burning you slowly or something. You still died, but it took ages. And, I don't know.
That's a beautiful metaphor.
But I would say the definitely a highlight of the whole thing was the beginning with Miyamoto dancing around with his tuxedo conducting. I mean, he always has a good intro. The last year they had the when he had the sword.
And that was an outro, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was the outro. And then this time, the outro as well, when they took the guy from the audience and they played four-player tennis with Reggie versus Miyamoto and that guy. And they looked like they were having fun. They really did. It's not just like hypey bullshit.
This press conference was really in reverse in many ways, because the previous years they started slowly with some sales numbers for the DS and you know worked their way up to the big game demos, and then showed Miyamoto, and this time it was Miyamoto first, then demos, and then sales numbers.
They know that this is their E3. Right?
Yeah.
They know it. Like, Sony bombed yesterday. They just bombed. They killed
Absolutely.
Themselves. And no one really cares about what Microsoft has to say because their console's already out. Like, whatever. So,
exactly.
It's
all
about the Wii. And everyone is creaming themselves over it.
I don't agree with your assessment of Microsoft entirely, but...
Okay. But I was being maybe a bit over the top. But the same thing. I mean, it's so much the scales are tipped towards Nintendo, as far as everyone wants to know
Amazing.
About Nintendo.
Yes.
No one really wants to know about Microsoft. Not anywhere near as much as they want to play the Wii. Even people who aren't fanboys surely want to go and play that thing.
Yeah. I think that I was expecting PlayStation 2 to bomb, PlayStation 3, but not this fast. So to speak.
Well, they can recover. They can recover, I guess, somehow. But I don't know how. They had a terrible, terrible conference with.
It was, it was embarrassing, and I didn't even see that many interesting games, which was always the thing that PlayStation excelled at. They had very impressive games, and I only saw Metal Gear Solid 4 and. Heavenly Sword. Those were the two games that I thought were impressive looking or interesting, and everything else was just drab.
Everything else. I mean, what the hell was Africa?
Yeah. What,
with a K.
Like
Africa.
Well, you know, those were HD era zebras, but zebras, but whatever.
but there was no game there. There was a terrible 3D rendered game it tried to 3D render to look like it was in game. They're so bad at lying. They do it every. I don't know. They anger me in a way. But also $600 for that.
$600.
There's no games on it. There's nothing. They have actually. That's a lie. I mean, the thing is, there's the new SingStar.
They're gonna have
that's great. Guitar Hero 2 is PS2, and presumably Guitar Hero going onward will be PS3. But that's no reason to just spend $600 or. I mean, that's like 400 quid or something. 400.
They
normally transport it. It'll probably be £500 or 500 euros, maybe. That's so much.
It's too much. Even for the Japanese exclusives that they will no doubt have.
Yeah.
Although,
worldwide launch, I think. But
what?
I think they said something about a worldwide launch at the end of the year.
Yes. But what I mean is software exclusive. They're going to get some cool games from Japan, is what I'm saying. Because,
cool.
For Japanese developers, they're not going to they're not very big on Xbox, of course, because it bombed in Japan. But are they going to support the PlayStation 3, or are they going to develop for the Wii?
Well, some of their biggest players
the Japanese
players
developers
gone,
are kind
right?
of...
They've already moved over, like Square, Sony's big. You know, they left the Nintendo console around the N64 era. They went to Sony. Now they're back. Right? I mean, they've been back since Crystal Chronicles, and they're really coming back. You know, they've made.
And I guess Capcom is supporting Xbox now with Dead Rising and all that stuff.
And
so
Capcom has been supporting Nintendo heavily. I mean, Resident Evil 4 was GameCube only.
Yes.
So they are losing their hardcore development. The ones that the things they do right, though, I mean, they had Shadow of the Colossus, and they had Katamari, and what else did they have? There were some other really original games that came out right at the end of the PS2's lifespan.
Okami is still coming out.
Okami, yeah.
Okami.
Beautiful Joe, Killer 7, no, that was GameCube, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, you know, they all came out, and it was the end of the lifespan that was good, so I guess PS3 in 3 years from now? Maybe it will be good. Until then, we've got Wii, and DS excites me so much. Which is
ridiculous.
I'm so glad I had one.
We haven't talked about the cheap Wii ripoff that that Sony showed.
Yeah. Okay. What was it? I don't know. Something about
six degrees of.
Oh, 6 degrees of motion.
Yes.
Oh, is that it? That was shit. That was really bad. I felt really embarrassed.
Yes,
them.
And it's
no
obviously not.
Like you said, they've sacrificed their Rumble technology, and instead they put this in, and a lot of people are saying that it's a real step backward.
Although the story they're giving about the Rumble technology might be a giant lie. They said that that they had to take out the Rumble feature.
They're saying that they had
the tilt sensor in, but. In all likelihood, they lost the patent.
All right.
That,
let's listen to that.
Has been in news recently.
Of course. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that would be better. I think they decided that settling that that dispute or, you know, licensing that technology would be way too expensive. So, you know.
Well, that's stupid, though. I mean, Microsoft, years ago, just settled out of court and bought the licensing off them.
Yeah,
like nothing,
but
hardly
that's
anything.
Their arrogance. They refuse.
Sony's
to
arrogance.
Yes.
Yeah.
They refuse to acknowledge that patent exists.
And instead, they have this terrible 6 degrees of motion crap, which is just. It's not exactly a ripoff. It's not the same thing.
No,
but you
but
can tell that they wouldn't have put that in there if Nintendo hadn't announced it.
Exactly,
and everyone knows that.
There was one analyst, like the Michael Pachter or whatever his name is pronounced, who often comments on stuff for GameSpot. He actually said that this would put Microsoft in a bad position because now developers would port games from PS3 to Wii and the other way around and not port to Xbox, which is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
That's not going to happen.
No.
What is going to happen is that you're going to have really good, you know, you've got Xbox Live, so if you want your online gaming, you've got Microsoft.
Exactly.
If you want your cool, funky, new, crazy gaming, you've got Nintendo. And that leaves Sony in the bad. That leaves them in the black. What do they have? All they have is a normal console.
Yeah.
With no online.
And a brand that
a huge
fewer
price
people
point.
Are caring about now.
Nobody. Well, no, there are some massive Sony fanboys, and I'm sure it'll sell really well in Japan, especially.
Of course.
But so at the moment, not looking good.
They don't have a unique selling point, which is their biggest problem right now. Because Blu-ray and cell processor aren't actual selling points, and they discovered that eventually, I guess, and that's why they're tacking on all these weird features, like the rear mirror PSP thing. Did you see that? Oh, man.
The mirror?
Yes. Like when you're playing a racing game on your PlayStation
3. Oh, yeah, the wing mirror thing.
Yes.
But it's just like, please, I've seen that. With my SP connected to my GameCube, I've had connectivity like that before. You know,
yes.
I don't need that. And with my DS, I can use one screen as a wing mirror, and I can use the main, you know, I don't need my $600 console, and then my $300 PSP. I don't want
to
spend $1,000 just for this gaming
thing to do. I mean, You might show that to your friends once, and then not use it at all, ever.
You'd never use that. Why not necessarily, you know. It's been saying that, I don't want to be the person that's quoted saying, no one will ever use that come the future. I mean, people said that about the DS stuff, like, that's never going to be useful, that second screen.
Oh, no,
but
it's
still.
The connectivity is going to be useful, but the example they showed is not.
Yeah, that was terrible. With connectivity, they can have cool games, that's fine. Good. I want them, I really want them, this is the thing, I don't hate them. I want them to do well. I want them to have some games, and I want to play them.
Exactly. I'm actually.
I'm not buying, I don't want them to die. I want them to, but it's just sad that they embarrass themselves.
I'm getting a little more into PSP right now because there's Loco Roco and some other crazy games coming out for it now.
Exit as well, and
exactly.
And has, which is awesome. And there are some games. There's a neat one of Ramsey's coming out. But
I'm waiting for a price drop though, because fuck that. I'm not paying. What's the current price of the PSP? €50 or whatever. I'm not gonna.
I guess
pay that.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, let's look ahead at Microsoft's conference, which is actually starting in, I guess, half an hour. So, what do you think Microsoft will announce?
I think they'll play heavily on Xbox Live Arcade, especially.
Yep.
They'll have lots of online gaming. They'll use buzzwords that are just ridiculous, like Sony did.
Right.
They'll have lots of HD crap. Maybe they'll make a slight quip at Sony. That'll be quite good. I don't think they're going to announce anything huge.
I think they're going to announce Halo 3 and a lot of great original properties.
I would say, some new games that could excite the fans.
Yeah. And from what I've heard, they've been flooded with requests from developers to work on live arcade games. So even to the point that they had to make, a selection, they had to, turn a lot of developers down. So I think we can expect a lot of Xbox Live Arcade games being announced there.
So if you say we can sign off, and then we can talk about what happens tomorrow.
All right.
In another awesome podcast.
Woo! All right.
So Phil, how does it feel?
It feels incredibly intuitive, and I'm very excited not just for what this means for our game developers, but I'm so excited about what this means for the consumer and for their experience of PlayStation 3. I think it's a fantastic innovation.
Thank you. Great. So thank you everyone for supporting.